that's how I grew up. I didn't grow up with doctors or anything. So when I got insurance, I didn't know what to do with it, right? So I asked my friend, like, what do I do with it? He's like, go get a checkup. And I was like, what's a checkup? You know what a checkup is? I'm gonna blow your minds. A checkup. That's when you wake up. You're not sick. And you say, fuck it, let's go to the doctor anyway. Come on. So I Google, and the first doctor that would see me was the gynecologist. I had never been to one. I was like 40. I had never been to one. I didn't know what they did. I didn't know what they did. I was just like, fuck it, a doctor's a doctor. I didn't know they had doctors for down there. How do you know it's sick? I've never heard it cough. And even if I did, I'd probably put Vicks on it. So I went to the checkup, not knowing what to expect. I walk into the office, she has these silver things. I don't know what they're for, right? I take my keys out, I hang them. I think it's a coat rack, right? By the way, I'm naked. I'm wearing a little paper robe, right? I don't think anything of it. The first thing I think is, my doctor's a woman. I'm like, man, this bitch got my back. She got me naked in a little paper robe so that when I step on that scale, I am light as fuck. Because when I check my weight at home, I am naked. Like, when I get on that scale, I am naked. We all know clothes are heavy. This outfit is 50 pounds. I am naked at home. Like, if I'm chewing gum, I'm like... Like, I tiptoe. Like, I do the Karate Kid. Like, you know what I mean? She comes in with a clipboard, right? And she's like, yeah. All right, let's do it. And I was like, all right, let's go. And we just look at each other. And she's like, all right, got more patience, lie down, put your legs up, let's see that vagina. What the fuck? So I just finished doing paperwork, and I had written, like, they asked occupation, so I wrote comedian. So I thought she was fucking with me. Right? So she's like, let's see that vagina. And I go with it, and I'm like, okay. Ah. How's it look? Ah. And she's so mad at me now. And she's like, lie down, put your legs up. I need to check that vagina. I'm like, shit, now with that attitude, you're not getting more. No, no, no. And I just look at her. And she says nothing. And then I realize, fuck, I don't think she's lying. And I was like, you want to check my vagina? She's like, yes, I'm the vagina doctor. I'm like, what? And I get so shy, so awkward, that I look at her. I'm like, ma'am, I can't do that. I'm not wearing any underwear. It's not showroom ready. It's like a fixer upper, like, move that bus. Like, no, you know? Like, no. And she's like, lie down now. And I realize I have to do it. Like, she's not letting me go. And I do. And I'm like, literally, I go down so slow. Like a convertible, right? Like, And I'm going so slow because there's still part of me that thinks she's playing chicken, right? Like, I'm going to go down and she's going to be like, ah, bitch, I got you. Like, you know what I mean? I go down. I put my legs up. I don't know what to expect. And I go like this. Mm-mm. And she doesn't do anything. And then she's like, hey, you're too far. Scooch on down. And I look at her, and her face is right here. And I'm like, ma'am, I think you're close enough. She's like, no, no, you're too far. Scooch on down. And now I'm so mad, I'm like, come get it. Like, I legit told her, come get it. And guess what? She fucking came and got it. Dude, she started treating me like she was moving out of her apartment and had to clean the fridge. You know what I mean? Like, this is expired. This is expired. Like, seriously. And it was so quiet. Yo, when I'm dating someone, at least they have a playlist, right? They're the end of the road, something, water runs dry. This woman was all quiet, like. Then she finishes and she leaves, like they all do. I know, I know. You get it, girl. And after a little while, she comes in and she's smiling. She's like, hey, Cristela, it was really nice to meet you. And I was like, aw, bitch, I'm sorry. No, it's a little late for that. I'm Mexican. In my culture, we're fucking engaged. No. Like, oh, I got myself a doctor. Like, you know what I mean? And then I realized that she's smiling because she has to break some news to me. Mm-hmm. So she comes in smiling. She's like, hey, Cristela, it's really nice to meet you. So here's the thing. I think you're diabetic. And the first thing I thought was, how high did she go up? And I was like, you're the vagina doctor. She said, yes, I'm the vagina doctor. And you're diabetic. I was like, wow. And I thought about it. And I thought about it. And I was like, how diabetic do you have to be for the vagina doctor to be the one that finds it? I didn't even know diabetes was an STD. What? Like, what do I do now? Do I have to call up everybody I've been with and let them know? Like, hey, dude, I just got tested. I tested positive for diabetes. I don't know if it's contagious, but I just wanted to let you know. Like, tell everybody you've been with. Good luck. And then I started thinking, what if it's contagious? Who the fuck gave me diabetes? Now I want to call up everybody back and be like, yo, did you put sugar on your dick? Was that a condom or a fruit roll-up? What happened?
Watch Cristela Alonso, Middle Classy, only on Netflix.